Welcome to Affirmative Prayer, the creative power of the spoken word. My name is Camille Conti, and I am so excited to talk to you about one of my most favorite topics, affirmative prayer. When I learned about affirmative prayer, my life changed. It was a radical change to the foundation of my life, and it has been so helpful, and I use it still every single day, and the opportunity to share this with you is really quite thrilling for me, and I hope that you get as much out of it as I have gotten out of it. The course is designed to introduce you to a specific prayer technique that was taught by Dr. Ernest Holmes, a five-step scientific method that rests on the principle of oneness. And we're going to get into all of that over the next six lessons. We're also going to spend some time talking about and learning about the universal laws, particularly the law of mind that makes our thoughts things. We're going to study the scientific formula of affirmative prayer. We're also going to take a look at some of the life conditions, the life situations that we all deal with, and how affirmative prayer helps us see things from a spiritual perspective and how powerful that is and how empowering it is. And lastly, we'll actually get into some affirmative prayers. I will narrate for you some affirmative prayers that you can use, you can listen to, and you can learn from. So I am very excited to have this time with you. Before we begin, though, let's take a look at some of the definitions that are out there for affirmative prayer. So I've got three different definitions from three different organizations for us to look at. The first is the science of mind and spirit, which is a philosophy and a way of life. Prayer, like meditation, is conscious contact with the infinite intelligence within you. Prayer is a conscious mental act of working with the law of creation, the law of cause and effect, by consciously feeling the creative presence at hand and then speaking out words of good and acceptance. So once again, we can see that meditation is the foundation to all of our spiritual practices. Meditation is very important to affirmative prayer because meditation is the practice that builds our relationship with that inner world, with that inner knower that is nestled at the center of our own beingness. And this is the knower that we tap into and we actively call on when we use affirmative prayer. Center for Inspired Living says, an affirmative prayer is a process which moves us mentally from an idea to a completed experience, knowing that once the idea or thought has been initiated or spoken, the creative stuff of the universe works in a focused and consistent manner to make the invisible real. This process is done entirely on the invisible plane of mind and not on the physical plane. So though we eventually experience our prayer answered in the physical world, the process is done entirely on the invisible plane, in that invisible world that we get connected to during meditation. See, that's why meditation is so important, because it brings credence to that invisible world, right? I mean, we spend our entire life in the world of effects thinking that's where it begins and ends. But we come to realize through our spiritual practices, through prayer and through meditation, that it actually begins in the invisible world, and that everything in the visible world began in the world that we cannot see. And lastly, from unity, rather than begging or beseeching. This method involves connecting with the spirit within and asserting positive beliefs about the desired outcome. Jesus, a metaphysician, taught this type of prayer when he said, "So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." So a couple of things. You don't have to believe in Jesus to be able to understand and use affirmative prayer. And whether you do believe in Jesus or whether you believe he is a character in a great story, he still offers us insight and wisdom. And so I invite you to simply keep your mind open as we go forward. And so in this definition from Unity, a few things that really stand out for me. And the first is asserting positive beliefs about the desired outcome. So the great awakening that happens to us as we step on the spiritual path is that we move from being a victim to being a co-creator in our lives. Most people act as if life is happening to them and they have no control over it. Most people see themselves as victims. In fact, much in our society reinforces this belief that things are happening to us and that we're victims and there's nothing we can do about anything except make the best of it. However, in this definition from Unity about affirmative prayer, we're being told something very different. We're being told that we can create the beliefs that we want to experience about a very specific situation, about a very specific condition, that we can affect the outcome that we experience using affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer ushers us from victim into co-creator. And let me tell you something, that could very well be the most powerful experiences you have in your entire life. Because the truth is, the only thing we really can control in this lifetime is our thinking, is our thought process, are the thoughts we actually think. And as we begin to awaken and wake up from our sleep, as we realize, wow, this whole time I've been acting as if things are happening to me and I have no control over anything, but I actually do. I have control over my thoughts, which create my perceived reality. I mean, once that happens, wow, it's a game changer. And again, it's not that tough times don't happen. It's not that stuff doesn't happen. But what changes is our relationship to it. Instead of getting sunk by news or health conditions or the seeming lack of any money in our lives, we can use affirmative prayer to reorganize our thinking, to unhook from the world of effects and the headlines, and to decide for ourselves what it is we want to experience about this particular situation. We get to move from what the world of effects tells us is happening to the spiritual truth of what is happening. And this is why Louise Hay, author of the book, You Can Heal Your Life, says, our thoughts are creative. This is the most important law of nature that we need to know. And it's not just the thoughts that we have about other people, it's also our self-talk, which we'll also get into this week. You and I know there's a whole inner dialogue going on, and it's not always very loving, and it's not always very positive. Affirmative prayer will help you get aligned with the inner talk that truly uplifts you and empowers you. Buddha says this, with our thoughts, we make the world. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. With our thoughts, we make our world. I often say, if you don't like what's happening in your life, pick whatever condition isn't working for you and then take an honest look at what thoughts are holding that in place. Not because you want to punish yourself or feel shame or guilt, but rather so that you can change your thinking and change your life. Ernest Holmes, my great, great teacher and mentor, founder of the Science of Mind and Spirit, says, to think is to create. When I first started on this path, I was a warrior. When I finally understood what this meant, when I totally got the power of my spoken word, the power of my thoughts, even before they're spoken, when I came to truly understand the universal laws that govern my life, I was unstoppable. I took the biggest, finest comb through my belief system, only to untangle thousands of knots over the course of 20 years. When I woke up to the truth that I wasn't a victim, when I came to understand that things were happening through me and not to me, and that my mind was the gateway for everything I was experiencing, I became radical. I canceled magazines that told me I was less than. I stopped watching most all TV unless it was uplifting and positive. I completely stopped going to the movies because I realized that I was the gatekeeper to my mind, and I wanted to protect it from images of violence and fear and cruelty towards another. So first I started with the world of effects, magazines, TV shows, movies, people. I had to get super honest about the people in my life that were speaking poison all the time and had no interest in changing their words, their thoughts, their language. I had to get away from the water cooler discussions where people tore each other down and ultimately were tearing themselves down. I had to make some tough choices about the people that populated my life. That's how serious I was. I did it lovingly, I did it respectfully, and sometimes I did it slowly, depending upon the situation or the relationship. But at the very least, I became acutely aware of what was feeding me and what was tearing me down. And after I got done with the world of effects, guess what? I went inward. And man, was it a mess inside there. I had absorbed an awful lot of self-talk that kept me small and afraid and bound up in thoughts of lack and limitation. It has taken me a long time to undo that stinking thinking. And it was worth every single precious moment. Because today, my mind is my own. And my thoughts are my own. And I am a conscious and active co-creator of my life. This is what I wish for you. And so, as you move into your day today, I want to invite you to become the mindful observer. I want you to lovingly and gently begin to observe everything you say. Listen to what comes out of your mouth when you're talking about yourself, your job, your life, your relationships, the world around you, other people, and begin to take note. If you can, actually, begin to write things down and observe what it is you're saying and also what it is you're not saying. The thoughts in your head about yourself, others, life, your job, the world around you. And simply begin to detach from these thoughts and observe them. No guilt, no shame, no blame. You are in a powerful phase of becoming awake and aware of the thoughts that have been running your life as you prepare yourself to create the life you desire with new thoughts. Every belief, every unconscious thought that we are awakening to at one point was a conscious thought that we had and we absorbed and on some level said yes to. Over time, it has sunk from the conscious into the subconscious. This subconscious mind has been running the show. We are dropping down into that mind so as to gather up all the thinking that no longer supports us and to replace it with thoughts that do. Our quote for the day comes from Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. In lesson two, we get into the laws of the universe. Until then, namaste.